We got the Cards up this weekend. How are we going to beat the Cards?
Run the dang ball.
What's Baker got to do?
Sling the dang ball.
How the hell are we going to know what's going to happen?
Play the dang podcast.
Let's go, Brownies. Let's go. Woo, woo.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dogs, episode 2 this week. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com and tap leave voicemail. That might be my favorite one we've ever gotten. I'll
say good luck beating that one.
That was so awesome. Yeah, Kenny Mack out of the Ottawa Browns backers, and I don't know who was with them, but that was awesome.
That was cool.
Yeah, I cannot wait to come up to Canada sometime. We're going to get arrested. But so as you can see, Justin's not here today. He's got some sickness in the house. He wasn't here on the last episode because, spoiler alert, it's the same day. So he'll be back with us next week. Today we're going to preview our big matchup with the Cardinals, the only undefeated team left in the NFL. But before we do that, I have to remind you to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Be sure to tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. You can also catch us on Apple, Spotify, and Google if you prefer to just listen. Lastly, if you're craving some more content, head to jointhedogs.com to become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. You get these episodes early, so I think it's Thursday for you guys right now. You could have been listening to this on Tuesday, so get with it. We got extra episodes on there that are a little bit more free and loose, a little bit more unfiltered. We got fantasy leagues, game day threads. You get to hang out with us. We're eventually I'm probably gonna do like live watch parties. We're getting there. It's gonna be kind of busy, but come join us, jointhedogs.com. Come hang out with us on our Patreon page. It's been a ton of fun for everybody.
And Kenny Mack, just so you know, I am going to forward that voicemail to the Browns so that hopefully they can figure out what they're doing this week. Run right. The dang ball, sling the dang ball, and listen to the dang podcast.
Dogs game preview.
All right, so Browns coming home this week after 2 weeks on the road. Another tough opponent. NFL not doing us any favors early in the season. We play the Chiefs, and then I know the Vikings' record isn't great, but they're a tough out for anybody. And then we go into L.A. and play the Chargers, and now we got only undefeated team left in the NFL, Chargers coming in to play us. So been a tough early go, but we got to be up to the test because we think we're a good team too. Kyler Murray brings in a high-powered offense. J.J. Watt is still playing defense for them somehow. So what do you guys want to see out of the Browns this week? Hopefully we're healthy. Hopefully the defense can play better. But what do you guys want to see?
The Browns to score more points than the Cardinals.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for watching another episode of the Dogs.
I mean, this game here is – I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I mean, you get – Kyler versus Baker, you know, back-to-back Oklahoma quarterbacks, you know, two first-round picks. This game here for the Browns, everybody's kind of right now talking about how we lost that last game. Nothing would be better than to come out the following week and beat the only undefeated team left in the NFL.
Silence the critics right now.
Okay, so that would be the biggest thing that I think that the Browns can do this week, and that should be the message, I think, going in. Hey, we just lost a really tough game against one of the top teams in the entire AFC, probably top two. Let's go take out the top team in the NFC right now. I think that sends a message to everybody that, okay, you know, they played the Chiefs tough loss, played the Chargers tough loss. Now they just went out and they beat the Cardinals. So the Browns are, you know, they're making progress in those big games because turns out we're going to play in a lot of big games probably this year.
Yeah, hopefully, I mean, if things go the way we want.
So I think that in this game, the Cardinals are terrible against the run. We just saw that the Chargers were terrible against the run. What'd we do?
On purpose.
Ran it down their throat. So the Cardinals come in as the fifth worst team against the run. They're giving up over 120 yards a game on the ground. So I think this is going to be kind of the same recipe that we just had against the Chargers game plan wise of run early and often. And then when they try to stop the run, dice them up with the pass. That's kind of what we saw on Sunday against the Chargers. So I think this is definitely a defense we can get after on the ground and in the air. So
no, I completely – I look for kind of a lot of the same game plan we had against the Chargers where, especially if the tackles are still out, where Stefanski's going to have to scheme up, you know, chipping them with a back on the way out or a tight end and them releasing in the flats. It's going to, you know, we're going to have to be smart. The line did a good job, though, against the Chargers. We faced one of the best pass rushers in the league, and he didn't have any pressures on Blake Hance.
Yeah.
So, you know, Bill Callahan is unreal.
He makes it. He earns his money.
Yes. Yes. Obviously, I'm not concerned about the offense. We got to go score points. Our red zone efficiency has to go up. We can't keep marching down the field and then getting into a fourth and two and going for it and not getting it.
Something we didn't talk about, I don't think, on the last episode was we got that turnover late in the first half, right before halftime, in their their territory. We could have gone in and punched it in for seven. We had to settle for a field goal.
Yeah.
That hurt. That hurt bad.
Yep. So talk about the NFL not doing the Browns any favors, by the way. We play in our first six games, three potential MVP candidates.
Yeah.
Mahomes, Herbert, and now maybe the leading candidate in Murray.
Yeah, and that's where I'm the most concerned. Obviously, that's, I think anybody would agree. I think as far as their rushing attack, I'm not too worried about, you know, a Chase Edmonds, James Conner tandem. I mean, they get bottled up by lesser defenses anyway.
As bad as our defense has been, we have yet to give up a 100-yard rusher.
Yeah, and I mean, Austin Eckler would look like he was carving us up at points the other day. But aside from that this season, we really haven't given up much on the ground to anybody, like you said. So I don't see these guys being the ones that get it done. Now, if we want to talk about, are we going to give up rushing to Kyler Murray? That's a little different story. We might
give up 100 yards to him.
The first 100-yard rusher could end up being a quarterback.
Yeah, it won't be a running back, but it could be him.
So right now, Kyler Murray is completing 75% of his passes for 1,500 yards, 9.5-yard average, and 324 yards per game with 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 113 quarterback rating. He's playing lights out.
He's okay.
I said at the beginning of the season I wasn't 100% in on him. I'm able to admit when maybe I wasn't right about something. He's pretty freaking good this year.
Okay.
So what I'm looking for is out of the defensive front, this is a week, it might sound crazy, I don't really care about sacks.
I want contain rush,
keep him in the pocket. Now, Kyler can throw, but he's shorter. And that, and no matter what anybody says, it's harder to throw it from the pocket if you're short than to throw it from the perimeter.
You see it with Baker. You see it with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
How they have to get position themselves in the right windows to make throws.
Yes, he can throw. I'm not saying he can't throw from the pocket, but I would rather die by him beating us from the pocket than letting him run around being a highlight reel. So you got to have contain rush. And I'm not even necessarily talking about like Miles and Clowney on the edge. Our interior rushers were so bad against Herbert. They just rush up field and let the middle open up wide.
We talked about that earlier in this, before the season even started, in one of our episodes talking about containing Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
You can't have that happen. And this week's going to be a real telling sign as to like, oh boy, here's what we got to worry about with Lamar later in the season based on how Kyler does, because Kyler's a very explosive, dynamic runner, but he's still nothing like Lamar Jackson.
No, you have to contain your rush lanes. If this is your gap responsibility, you can't rush here and then try to get out. No, because you're creating a lane. You have to contain rush. If we have no sacks, but he doesn't escape and run around one time, to me, that's a win for the defense.
Yeah, I think that the Browns, they need to make a call to San Francisco and say, ask their old buddy Shanahan if he can give them what their game plan was for Kyler, because the 49ers played him tough yesterday, only lost 17-10 on Sunday, and Kyler Murray was held for 7 carries for 1 yard.
Yeah, well, that's what we need.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's possible. It's been done, and they were in that game. The 49ers actually outgained the Cardinals in the game, held them only to 304 yards of total offense. Against the Cardinals, if you would have said that going in, you'd probably think that team won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just that the 49ers are a little bit limited skill position-wise, quarterback-wise, you know, so they're a little bit limited in what they can do. If the Browns can come out and do that and duplicate that type of a defensive strategy against the Cardinals, I don't think we have any problem with putting up points and winning this football game. The problem's going to be, can we get enough stops?
Yeah.
to win the game.
Are we going to be healthy? Do we have enough corners? And I don't know if somebody needs to go tell Joe Woods this, but DeAndre Hopkins is good at football.
He is, and they have some other receivers who aren't bad either.
Yeah, but don't let DeAndre Hopkins have 200 yards, please. Don't let him. No busted coverages on one of the top three wide receivers in the league, please.
Yeah. Now, it feels like 100 years ago when A.J. Green was getting shut down by Joe Hayden in Cleveland, but now he's coming in, and he's actually not having a bad season with the Cardinals.
No, although he did only just have me 2.3 points in fantasy cost me against Justin.
Yeah, well, like we said, that whole offense did not put up a lot of stats last week for Arizona, but A.J. Green's been having a good year. Like you said, Hopkins is the main guy on that offense, but Christian Kirk is a guy that is sneaky good, and so is Rondale Moore.
I was going to say, Rondale Moore is kind of an X factor, rookie yes. guy. He's electric, especially in space. He's got 21 catches on 24 targets. So that's, I mean,
and high success rate. And he's a rookie, so like they're working him into the game plans now. You know what I mean? Like, he's not this established 2 to 3 year veteran who kind of knows what he's doing. He's out there doing his thing. Like, they're working him in. So he's doing all this as a rookie.
Yeah.
He's good.
If, here's the thing too, if we come out in this game and we're only rushing 4 and they're just dicing us up, change it up, please. If I have to watch another game with us just rushing 4.
He'll be driving 4, up to Cleveland.
Yeah. With us just rushing 4 and him throwing to wide open people the whole, I'm going to lose my mind. I'll have a brain aneurysm. Yeah. My child will grow up fatherless. Because I can't watch that again for another whole game, another 60 minutes. Dude, you have to change it up. If I would understand if we're rushing 4, and even if we're not, but there's just nobody open. The problem is everybody's open.
Right.
Everybody's open. So if we're not covering anybody, at least get pressure.
Now, I will say one guy that I was impressed with against the Chargers, again, was JOK.
Yeah.
I think he could be another X factor in this game against the Cardinals. I mean, my goodness, for being a rookie that fell to us in the second round, I mean, he would have been, the way he's been playing so far, I'd have been happy if we took him at 26 in the first round.
Yeah.
Because at least he's been on the field all 4 or 5 games.
You might see offensive rookie of the year and defensive rookie of the year come out of the same conference.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're definitely going to get the offense.
Yeah.
If Jamar Chase keeps playing like this.
Yeah, but JOK he's playing out of his mind. Delpit played well again. And I'll tell you what, Greedy is out there fighting.
Greedy is not bad, man. I'll tell you what, I'm impressed. I've been impressed.
A guy who the knock on him coming out of college was he couldn't tackle, just led us in tackles.
Yeah.
And he's leaving it all on the field. I mean, you could tell at the end of the game, he was just absolutely gassed.
Yeah.
And he's just leaving it all out there. And I can respect that. We got to just put these guys, I mean, do something different.
Well, part of that might be, too, that he was also third string. Or, you know, he was the backup behind the rookie to start the season. So now that the rookie's sitting out because if he's hurt, like we were worried he was going to be, Greedy is taking advantage of his opportunity here.
Yeah. Hopefully we get some of these guys back.
Yeah, so JOK... something we kind of didn't talk about in our first episode of the week is he actually went to the hospital after the game for a throat contusion. So he was ended up released. But he's a guy that, you know, is probably going to end up on the injury report, might be questionable going into this week. Now, they said that they think that he's fine. Denzel and Greedy both had MRIs today. Greedy's MRI is on his shoulder. That was his injured shoulder. But I read that Mary Kay, our favorite reporter, said that it's not expected that he's going to miss any time, so we'll see if that's true. The Jadeveon Clowney injury going into this week, he was his elbow ended up fine in pregame, but he had his knee got sore and that's what kept him out.
It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. And then we obviously got Wills with his ankle, and then we got Jarvis is questionable this week. It's his first week that he's able to come off of IR to be activated, so
hopefully he's back.
We got a lot of pieces.
And Conklin, we didn't even touch on Conklin. What's wrong with him?
Conklin went out in the second half, but I don't.
Hopefully,
Jack Conklin was his knee.
Okay, so hopefully by the time this comes out, hopefully we know more about Jack Conklin.
So my thing is the guys that we were worried about dealing with injuries before the season started. Now, I mean, we were worried about Odell. He missed one game, but he's been back. We were worried about Clowney. One tally on him now. We were worried about Newsom. There's two. Like, you guys got to get on the field.
Here, okay, so I wanted to ask about this actually on the last episode. We didn't get to it. Is there something going on in Cleveland? And I don't pay attention to the other team, so maybe it's this bad everywhere. But is it just me, or is Cleveland always decimated by injuries?
Maybe that's what they're talking to San Francisco about.
Yeah, maybe.
How do we get injured? We think it looks fun.
It's them and us. It seems like it's just always. And so, what are we doing? Are we not taking care of our bodies? Is something wrong with? I mean, I know injuries just happen, but why is it?
Well,
it's insane how much it happens to us. Maybe it happens as much to everybody. I just don't know. But it seems like it's always us, and it's always key positions.
It's when they happen, they happen in bunches. But the thing is, though, I mean, like Clowney, well, I mean, what, he only played 8 games last year? When's the last time he played a full season? I know we talked about that before the year. I can't remember the stats, but it's been a while. Well, here we go. You know, Newsom never played a full season in college. Yeah, here we go. You know, Greedy missed all of last year. Hopefully he's not hurt, but...
Yeah, we got a lot of injuries that hopefully we got to get guys healthy because, what do the Browns do after they play Sunday? They play Thursday night against the Broncos. So yeah,
quick turnaround.
Yep.
So got to get guys healthy. I think that this is a team that we can definitely score on, move the ball up and down the field, which is another team where it's like, hey, as long as we can have the ball on offense, the better for us. We saw it in the first half against the Chargers. I think the possession was something crazy, like 22-8
or
something like that, time of possession. Like we had ran like 60 plays of their 30 or something. It was something crazy to start the game. So it'll be interesting.
That's another thing too. I want to see if we get up early in this game to not get complacent and conservative like we have made a habit of.
You just got to keep your foot on the gas pedal and just keep scoring.
Go score 60 because it might take that because your defense is that bad right now. So go score.
We kind of ran out of time on the last episode of like the what went wrong because we were running so late, and I don't want too much of that to spill into this, but do you guys realize we gave up 26 points in the fourth quarter to the Chargers? Yeah. Most teams only score 26 points in a game.
Yeah.
We let them do it all in the fourth quarter.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we get up, you can't all of a sudden get into run first down, run second down, throw on third and long. You got to keep mixing it up.
Right.
We got to stay aggressive, got to stay creative. Don't worry about the time. I would rather us go out and stay aggressive and end up losing the game because we did something stupid than go out and just slowly let it slip away. I hate that.
And we got to fix these penalties on offense. And I know sometimes it's not necessary. Like the one on Treader, whatever. It wasn't his fault. But these guys, come on, guys. First and 20 is harder than first and 10. So don't do it. You know, please. As a fan watching it at home, it's like, well, we're punting here because that's what happens. Those are the odds.
Especially in our offense. We're not a 25-yard pass downfield offense. I think Baker this year on passes of 20 yards downfield more is atrocious. I'm pretty sure he was 0-for in this game, and I think he was 0-for in one of our other games too, maybe against the Vikings. His completion of 20 yards downfield or more is abysmal. So if we put ourselves in first and 20 on a regular basis, we're not going to do well. Turns out these are NFL defenses. We're not going to be able to first and 20 pretty much takes away the run.
Yeah. And that's if that's what we're built on, like you said, live and die by the run, live and die by the three. Well, just took it away.
And not only does it take away the run, then it also takes away the pass. And guess what? Baker's also not as good at just straight drop back passing.
Yeah.
So it completely changes the complexion of our whole offensive drive if we're starting first and 20.
Yep. It's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be very fun. So
I just don't want to be in the fetal position Sunday night again.
Yeah, it's just, like we said, to start this episode off, I think it's you go out and you take care of business this week and everybody's going to be talking about, they turned it around. They just knocked off one of the hottest teams in football. So
Yep. We can shut a lot of people up. And I said this was two big weeks for Baker where I didn't want him to get outshined by people he's compared to all the time. Justin Herbert might have had a really great game, but so did Baker. So it's not like Baker came out and was 15 of 40 for 108 yards and 3 picks, and Justin Herbert had 5 touchdowns. He went toe-to-toe with him.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah,
he's got to do it again.
Yeah, Kevin, this is your opportunity to put Cliff Kingsbury in his place, because I can't imagine how big his head is sitting at 5-0.
Yes. All right. So that's kind of what we're expecting, what we want to see out of this game. Hopefully we can pull out the dub, shut some people up. Before we get into our game picks, I lied. Let's just get right into our game picks.
Yeah, well, you got to let me pull them up. I almost forgot about our game picks.
Let's pick 'em. Presented by Symbol.
So how'd you guys do in Symbol week 5?
I did well. Speaking of Symbol, I want to remind you guys to check out symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. It's the stock market for sports. Running a very special promo right now. If you're interested in the stock market for sports, how it works, if you can make some money, but you've been nervous because you're not 100% sure what to do, running an awesome promo right now with promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S. Your deposit up to $100 for the next 90 days is 100% covered / refundable. You put in $100 and something happens and a team tanks and you lose it all the next day, you get it right back. It's literally risk-free. So check out symbol.com. You buy shares of teams just like the stock market. You buy shares of company, you buy shares of a team. As their stock price goes up with wins or anything else that happens in the world to affect stock prices, you make money on them. If you have shares of a team and they win, you also get an instant cash payout every single week. It's awesome, especially for the fact, like I said, risk-free, up to $100. They also have pick three leagues. We sponsor a pick three league. We got a lot of people in there. You're going to go down a little teammate section, lower left-hand corner, hit that button. Upper right-hand corner, it says join/create league. Then you are going to look for the Dogs Podcast League. Hit join league, start making three picks a week against the spread. Whoever has the most points at the end of the year is going to win a free Browns jersey of any player they choose from Symbol. Completely free, sent to them. You can't get much better than Symbol right now. Free Browns jersey, free chance to win money. Check them out, symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S.
All right, that'll take us into week 6. Can you believe it? We're already sitting in week 6 of the NFL.
That's crazy, man.
Thursday night, we get Tampa Bay taking on the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Tom Brady 3-0 in his career at Philly. 7-point favorite, Bucks on the road. Touchdown favorite.
Man, the Eagles flying high, beating
Eagles,
the Panthers.
Yeah, woo. Jalen Hurts. Blake, another win.
I'm going to take the Eagles to cover Tampa to win because I'm still not a believer of Hurts, but Tampa Bay's defense is very beat up right now.
I will take Tampa Bay minus points.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tampa Bay as well. Their offense looked really good this past week. Going to the team that they just beat up on. A lot of teams' most disappointing team in the NFL. Miami Dolphins taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. Second London game of the year.
London, I tell you what,
they're just like, what do teams can we send there?
What better way for the NFL to just say, like, don't buy our product?
I don't understand why we got to go play games in London. To me, it's super unfair.
It's just all about
the
money. It's all about the money. I thought it was funny, the Falcons, did you see? They were talking about it during the game that they forgot their kicking net. They didn't take their kicking net on the plane, so they rigged up a soccer net with two ladders for their kicker to practice on the sideline. But I heard that they're also talking about sending a game to Germany.
I saw that. Next. And they tease us like, oh, hey, you're going to have to get up at 3 in the morning to watch it.
Yeah, so, okay. Miami Dolphins playing the Jaguars in London. Dolphins are a 3.5-point favorite on the road, I guess you could say. I'm going to take Jacksonville here. This might be Jacksonville's game.
I'm with you. I'm taking Jacksonville.
I'm going to take the Dolphins because, is Urban probably going to take a canoe over? he's probably not riding with the team.
No.
So they got
some nice pubs over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably got some young women for him to be entertained by. Okay, that'll take us to the 1 o'clock games. Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears divisional game. Packers a 4.5-point favorite.
Man, the Packers are just
Justin
kind
Fields
of weird taking, this
Justin
year,
Fields first run in with Aaron no, Rodgers.
Give me the pack.
I'm going Rodgers.
Packers.
Okay. Cincinnati Bengals coming off a loss, taking on the Detroit Lions, the 0-5 winless team. Bengals are a 3-point favorite on the road. I'm going to go Bengals. Even though I think this will be close. It'll be one of those games that's like 21-17 or something like that.
I'm going to go Bengals.
Bengals.
So, bro, just so you know, this is Vegas is telling you the difference between the Browns and the Bengals. The Browns would be 12-point favorites over the Lions.
Probably.
I'm just saying.
All right. That'll take us to the Houston Texans taking on the Indianapolis Colts at Lucas Oil Stadium. Colts are a 10-point favorite at home.
This is a suck bowl.
I'm going to take the Texans to cover because I think that the Indianapolis will control the whole game, but it's like that garbage time touchdown that makes it look closer.
I agree.
Hey, Davis Mills showed up against the Patriots for crying out loud. Yeah, definitely Texans.
Okay, take us to the Los Angeles Rams taking on New York Giants. I don't know what's they're going to have. Daniel Jones, Barkley's out 2 to 4 weeks. Don't know what's going on with Galladay. Just all their stars are gone. Tony's
Sterling Shepard's still out.
Kadarius Tony's punching people. So I don't know what's going on there. I'm taking the Rams, who are favored by 10.5 on the road. I'm still taking them.
For sure.
I will too.
It's a big spread, but yeah. All right. Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Washington football team. Chiefs are a 6.5-point favorite on the road. Both of these teams need a win.
I think the Chiefs win this one kind of easily.
Both of these teams have not very good defenses, surprisingly, and only one of them has a really good offense, so give me the Chiefs.
I'm going to go Chiefs as well to win by a touchdown at least. Minnesota Vikings taking on the Carolina Panthers. Man, did Sam Darnold look terrible, and I'm loving it because Colin Cowherd just loves Sam Darnold.
He's finally selling his stock today. He's like he was in his what went wrong section.
Nice.
Those ghosts came down to Carolina.
Yeah, he's just like the Broncos are coming back.
Adam
down to
Gase
reality.
Was probably at the game.
Sam Darnold's coming back down.
Right. Carolina is a 1.5-point favorite at home. I'm taking the Vikings in the upset outright. I think they win that game.
Me too.
This one's tough because. Madison does all right.
Madison looks
he does
just
all right
as
without
Cook. Cook.
So, I'll take the Vikings.
Great. All right. Big game. Probably one of the. I don't know how this isn't the game of the week because I guess Baltimore plays in every game of the week already to start the year. But Los Angeles Chargers against the Baltimore Ravens at Baltimore. Baltimore, a 3.5-point favorite at home.
I think Chargers went outright.
Josh?
I do too. I do too. I'm going to jump on there with the Chargers.
Man, it's crazy that the Ravens are so, like, they're favored in games and they win so many games when they literally have, like, no passing game at all.
Although Lamar might run all over them. They're terrible against the run.
I'm going to take the Ravens at home.
Why do we have to play at Arrowhead, at L.A.? The Ravens get them at home.
They had to travel to
Kansas City?
No, they had. I don't know if they had to travel.
No, they played
at the Raiders. They had to go to Vegas.
Oh, I mean, come on.
But doesn't it feel like the Ravens, all they do is play in primetime games?
Pretty much.
Raiders, primetime game. They play this past Monday night in a primetime game since this episode's going to come out after that.
I love hearing the Ravens fans talk about, oh, yeah, we're going to beat the Colts. I'm like, okay.
Right.
I hope so.
I hate the Colts. So, okay, that'll take us to the 4 o'clock game. So we got the Las Vegas Raiders that we were just talking about taking on the Denver Broncos. Broncos 3-point favorite at home. So they got this one pretty much even.
I'm going to take Raiders.
That's exactly what I was going to do. Yep. I feel like
I'm going to take the Raiders too because they're getting 3 points and they aren't terror. I don't know.
They've come back down to reality a little bit.
But they're still not bad.
I think the Broncos are who we thought they were.
Yeah. Dallas Cowboys. One of the hottest teams, I think, in the NFL, we could say, taking on the New England Patriots at Gillette. Patriots, 4-point underdog. I'm taking the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys arguably.
Offense and defense. All Diggs does is get an interception every week. When are people going to start learning, hey, let's not throw at that guy?
Dan Quinn could be like MVP.
Yeah.
The Cowboys defense was historically bad last year, and he has them. I mean, they're playing insane.
Right.
They look fast, physical. It's crazy.
Yep, give me the Cowboys.
Okay, that'll take us to the 8:20 Sunday night game at Heinz Field. Geno Smith and the Seahawks traveling to take on the Steelers. Steelers 4.5-point favorite at home. Geno Smith didn't look bad when he came in the game.
No, he looked great. The only reason he threw that late pick is because Lockett fell down.
Yes. So
give me Seattle because I don't think that Pittsburgh wins by 4.5 or 5. I think this is going to be a closer game. Yep, give me Seattle. Think Pittsburgh probably wins.
I like your thought there. I think this is a close game, like you said. Probably what, like something low score, like 24-21 or something like that.
Maybe, but I could even see 17-13, something. Yeah. You know, okay. Just
I'll go Seahawks here with you guys. Monday night game. Buffalo Bills taking on the Tennessee Titans. Buffalo is a 5.5-point favorite on the road at Nissan Stadium. I'm going Buffalo.
Yes, by like 30.
If you've got Zach Moss, fire him up in fantasy because Tennessee is horrible. Yes. Give me the Bills.
All right, that'll take us back up to the Cleveland Browns hosting the Arizona Cardinals at First Energy Stadium. Browns, 2.5-point favorite at home against the undefeated Cardinals.
That blows my mind. Blows my mind. After we just lost.
Look, I think Vegas realizes our two losses are to two of the greatest quarterbacks in the league.
You know, Vegas normally isn't wrong.
Correct.
So this tells you something right here.
So call me crazy. I'm taking the Cardinals just because they always do go against me. Yes. So I'm speaking, I'm speaking it into existence. Give me the Cardinals, baby. I'm all in.
I love it. I'm going Cleveland. I think Cleveland turns it around this week. I think that that our offense is just going to control the line of scrimmage and run all over them.
Home crowd's going to play a factor. I think it's going to be a crazy atmosphere.
Crazy, right, though? Browns playing at home in a 4:05 start.
Yeah.
It's like unheard of.
I'm tired of these. I like rolling out of bed, checking my fantasy lineup.
Well, now you get to roll out of bed and watch, who was it, Miami Dolphins and the Jaguars at 9:30 while you're eating your eggs and bacon. I'm taking Browns. Who you got?
I'm going to take the Cardinals. I need the Browns defense to prove me wrong.
Okay.
They got to show me they can do it.
We know if Justin was here, he's taking the Browns.
Oh, yeah. Justin's 100%.
And I'm taking
Brownies.
The Cardinals. Thanks for checking out another episode of The Dogs. It's a big bounce back week opportunity for the Browns. Chance to shut some critics up. Chance to shut Josh up.
Please.
Make sure to check out the After Hours episode if you haven't already. And tune in next week when we give you our reaction to the Cardinals game and preview whoever we play next. Because I can't remember. Have a good week, everybody.
's for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast and become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.